This episode of The Edge is brought to you by Audible.com, offering more than 180,000 titles for smartphone, tablet, and desktop. To get a free audiobook of your choice and help Trek.fm at the same time, visit audibletrial.com/trekfm. And also by Enterprise in Space, an international program of the nonprofit National Space Society. Find out how you can help science and education and become a virtual crew member aboard the NSS Enterprise Orbiter by visiting enterpriseinspace.org. And if you want to join the conversation and share your thoughts on this episode, join the Babel Conference, our listeners group on Facebook. Just type B-A-B-E-L into the Facebook search field. We look forward to seeing you there.
You're listening to Trek FM.
What have you done out there on the edge of Federation space?
Welcome, everyone. It's live from the edge.
Yeah.
With Brandi Jacola.
Yeah, and
Brandi Jacola.
See, this time you
Brandi
did just
Dracula.
Bruce. Last time you did Bruce Gibson, so I was just Brandi, and this time you just did Bruce, and this time I did my last name. And there the twain shall meet. It'll always be
different. I want to switch it up every time.
Okay, perfect. Next time I'm just going to be Buck.
You are Brandi Jacula.
Jacula.
I don't know. Hey, how's everyone doing in the chat? I see you're all there. Hi. Hi. I can't hear them.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
Hello, everybody.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm glad, you know, this day started off really well because of a couple reasons. So just bear with me for one moment here, because I knew this short trek was coming on this date. And I thought we'd only have a half hour before the live show to watch it, because that's typically when these short treks would come out. And then I'm recording another show right after this. So I thought, okay, I'm jam-packed. And then you, Brandi, you messaged me today and you said, oh, it's already out. And it gave me plenty of time to watch it four times. Four times. How many times have you watched it?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't get to watch it until I got home. So I have only seen it twice.
I got home early, just so you know. That's why I got to see it. I watched it twice when I got home early. And then when my wife came home, she watched it. My daughters want to see it because they're big Tribble fans, but they have to study for exams. So they said, we'll watch it tomorrow. And then I watched it right before we got online just to make some notes, because every time I watched it, I didn't write notes. I like to make notes so I don't forget something.
Yes, and that's a good thing to do. I was going to make notes of certain things that were, we'll talk about it later, but every time I paused it, it would like put this, you know, this streaming bar up on the screen that would block the thing I was trying to read.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. So let me comment on when I do this for CBS, from CBS Access, from their website, because I typically watch on my TV, but when I'm making notes, I'm sitting here on my computer with my headset on, I'm listening to it, I'm making notes, but when I hit pause, it shrinks into a small picture. It doesn't just freeze the frame. It goes down really small. And it's like I can't like read, because I like the closed captioning on, and it's just gone. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ugh. I don't know why they do that. That is ridiculous.
It's very frustrating. And I tried it. I thought, well, maybe the interface will be different if I watch it on my phone. Nope, same tracking bar came up in the same place and covers the thing I was trying to write down, because it was freaking funny.
Well, I know CBS watches the show, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, they totally do. Hey, guys.
They do.
Not. Please change where that scan bar is. Maybe put it at the top. That'd be fine.
Yeah, because CBS, wouldn't your friends interfere. At Viacom, they don't do that. And since you guys are going to merge, you guys need to get that together, right?
Well, they were together, and then they were apart, and now they're together again.
I know. It's like, you know, married, divorced, remarrying.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Yes.
Sorry. That is a really old song.
Well, you know, I like it when you sing, because I like music, and that's what we start with this episode of The Trouble with Edward, because you have the opening graphics with music, and I like how the graphics come on, and it says, the trouble with Edward, and then all the little letters start, you know, multiplying.
Well, and I expected something like that because of what they did with the Q&A title card as well. So I figured that they were going to do something similar, fitting the theme of the show, that particular short.
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
They did. Isn't that special?
They did. Totally did.
Oh, this is really great. I just blocked my video so I don't have to see myself.
Yes, I get to look at all of my flaws in 3D. And no, I mean in HD. 3D? Maybe Brandy needs more sleep.
Maybe. So, okay, let's just start off by, like, I'm just curious. What'd you think of this episode of Short Treks?
For the most part, I liked it. There were some truly laugh-out-loud moments for me. And then there were other things that niggled. Well, actually, really only one thing that niggled.
I never say that word.
Really?
Niggled.
It's just a little niggle. Just a niggle. Just a bit of a niggle. And that was, how on earth did Edward get a commission?
I wondered that too. But you know what? Well, you know, when that character first came on, I thought, oh, he reminds me of Barkley in a way.
Yeah, I did too. But I thought that this was going to go far, far worse than anything having to do with Barkley. And I was right.
Yeah, he's a lot worse than Barkley. I'm not saying Barkley's bad, but this guy is
no,
bad.
No. No. Barkley still has ethics. So.
Good thing there's not a holodeck on this ship.
Oh,
what would Edward do
really
in a holodeck?
No, we don't want to think about that. But now you put the thought there, and now, you know, I'm going to think about it later. Thanks,
Bruce.
I'm so sorry. It's okay.
But I'm looking at what chat says. They seem to think the episode was funny. People laughed out loud.
I did think it was funny. I laughed out loud in more than one instance. The thing that really did it for me, the first belly laugh that I had to the point where I was missing dialogue, was when the guy comes in with the backpack vacuum and is just sucking him up. Thunk.
Yeah.
Thunk.
Thunk. I thought that was funny too.
It was so funny. I was laughing so hard that I missed dialogue.
I wonder what that vacuum is actually supposed to be used for.
I don't know.
Like picking up Kirk's toupee.
Yeah, but I figured by the size of the backpack, if that was the receptacle, he didn't have a lot of room for tribbles back there. So.
Exactly. And I thought, he's only doing like one at a time. Like, does he decide which one? Because it didn't look like he was going for all of them. Just the ones that are in his path when he's walking.
Yeah. Just that sound. Just slowly walks in. Thunk. Thunk. Thunk.
And it's a research vessel. Is that his job? Like,
maybe. Maybe he's the guy that just goes around sucking up things.
Oh, well, your husband just said science vessel. Maybe they invented it for that purpose. What? Wait, what purpose? I'm not caught up here.
To suck up tribbles?
For that?
Maybe they quickly invented it to suck up tribbles.
They could have just said, hey, grab me that hose over there. And they start like putting and they build it right then and there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because they have to have engineers, too, on this ship, because it's a ship.
Oh, absolutely.
So they could help out. They could do that. They could do that.
Definitely.
They could do that. Okay, so...
Totally could.
Captain Lynn Lucero. I was going to look up the actress. I've seen her before. What is she? Has she been in other stuff? Do we know?
Alita Battle Angel.
That's it.
Yeah, except they made her eyes abnormally big, which I still do not understand.
I haven't seen that movie yet, but it's on my watch list.
I hear that it's better than people thought it was going to be, but I still question the whole digitally changing her face thing.
Rosa Salazar, that's right. I do remember seeing that name. Okay. I'm not that familiar with her. Well, except for the movie you just said. The USS Cabot, which I like to call the USS Cabbage.
Which I like to call the USS Shran with a different name, because that's the same class of ship, same exact model of ship as the Shran.
Oh, really? I didn't pick up on
that. Yeah, I have me a Shran. I know.
Have me a Shran.
I have me a Shran. Have me a USS Shran.
So
it's in the living room.
I see. Who just said it? Oh, Justin likes Captain Lucero a lot, and it made me wonder if people were going to watch this episode and say, we need a Captain Lucero movie, or I mean TV show or whatever. I feel like every time we get a new ship and captain, we're going to want a series based off of it. And I would I would not have a problem with that. I would not.
No, let's follow a science vessel for a while. That would be fun.
Yes, the USS Cabot. Habit. Cat in the Hat. Rabbit. That's what the chat's going on, like Dr. Seuss stuff right now.
Yep.
And Chuppy says, my brother texts me right away. He loved her. I loved her, too. She's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed her a lot. And she was, you know, she was good at being diplomatic. But when push came to shove, she also did not take any crap. So conversation is over. Conversation is over. It's over. And when she was trying to talk to Edward about how he had disobeyed a direct order and he was just distracted, and she went just like he was a you know, a pet or something like that. It's like, stay with me.
I don't know why, but every time that scene comes on and she, right before she does that clap, for some reason, I saw it the first time, but the other three times I watched it, I always seem to be looking away. Right when she does it, I always look back real quick, like she slapped him or something. I was like, oh, wait, that's right, she clapped.
No, she just clapped. Yeah. Just clapped.
It scares me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Edward scares me.
Edward Larkin. He represents no department, because no one will work with him. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're sharing resources. I didn't know we were doing that right now. So
it's broken. It's broken.
Let me get my, yeah, my pads.
Thanks for fixing that. It was broken.
And yeah, I noticed that woman was a Trill. Did you notice
yes,
that?
Yes, I did too.
I didn't notice that until I watched it on my computer because it was more close. See, oh. So, okay. I now got prescription glasses for far distances. So when I watch my TVs, they're like really sharp now. Like, not that I have that hard seeing, but like in distance, some things are just not as crisp and clear as usual. And I didn't notice the Trill spots until I watched it on my laptop the fourth time. It took four times for me to get to that point. But I forgot to put the glasses on to watch the episode. I have a big movie screen here and stuff, and I've been fiddling with it for like a year because it just doesn't look quite crisp enough, so I keep refocusing. And then when I got the glasses, I put on, like, oh, it wasn't the projector, it was my eyes. Now it looks fine, it's my eyes. But yeah, those are my watching TV glasses now.
Nice.
I just had to say that because I'm so excited about it. So I missed the Trill spots. I missed the Trill spots until now, but I thought that was cool.
I didn't get them the first time, but I did get them the second time because I was actually watching it. Well, it didn't matter that it was on a different television, but I was closer to said television. And I always try to watch things like this multiple times to catch things that I didn't catch the first time. And I just looked at that and went, wait, she's a Trill.
Yeah.
And apparently her name is Sarah. Justin says maybe half human or raised by humans?
Could be.
Possibly.
Or maybe Trills also like the name Sarah. Just a coincidence.
maybe it's the human influence. I don't
Sarah
know.
Dax. There could be a Sarah Dax someday. Which I know I'm changing topics, but when I watched the season 3 trailer of Discovery the other day, and we see like the Trill pools or whatever, I thought, you know, Dax could maybe still be around. We could see Dax in Discovery season 3. Not Ezri Dax, but a different,
no,
like a Sarah Dax,
not Brandy Dax. Not Jadzia, Brandy Dax. Yeah, why not Brandy? Why not?
It must be nice being named after a drink.
No, it's not.
So anyway,
I'm not named after a drink.
There's a, you know what? I wish he would have used Sarah's DNA on the Tribble, and it would have been a Tribble. Sorry about that. <Uh-oh>.
should not be funny.
Oh no, am I gonna lose you now? I'm gonna lose you now. I'll put this in your head too. Edward in his underwear.
No.
My wife was watching it with me and she's like, Is he in his underwear? I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't know they had Fruit of the Looms in the 23rd century.
Well, they're probably not Fruit of the Looms, but yeah, I saw that when we saw the wide shot showing his full body. I said, "Pants, Edward, pants." I said that out loud.
Oh. The show is so inappropriate. So inappropriate. But I like the idea. Okay, so all serious now. One thing I liked about this, besides the fact that it was funny, but I like getting this little history on the Tribbles. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we know about the Tribbles always multiplying, always birthing little Tribbles, and they just keep multiplying and they're born pregnant and all that. Yet we've seen a Tribble on Lorca's desk that wasn't having babies. And in Star Trek 09, Scotty had a Tribble, and I didn't see any babies. And I remember reading comments online where people are like, oh, you know, they put a Tribble on there, but, you know, they're supposed to be multiplying, and that's not happening. You know, how can that be? Well, it's because they naturally are slow and rarely give birth.
Yeah, but combined with human DNA, they turn into a kind of monstrosity that can be born pregnant and apparently survive space without a spacesuit because they not only took over the ship, but made it down to the planet.
Yes.
And into Klingon space.
Yes.
Because I'm pretty sure they didn't suddenly learn how to fly a starship.
No, but we got the whole backstory on that. I thought that was clever. I liked it. I like that a lot, because now when we watch like The Trouble with Tribbles, we're going to say like, we know how this all happened. We know why they're multiplying. We know Edward was behind it. They have Edward's DNA in them. Yeah. Bleh. I bet my kids will stop playing with their Tribbles once they know Edward's DNA is in them. Well, no, I'll tell my kids, these don't multiply. They don't have baby Tribbles, so these aren't the Edward DNA Tribbles.
These are like the pure origin species.
Yes.
Of Tribbles.
Yes. But when do we think this episode took place? The chat's asking that. Was it during season 2 of Discovery? After? I really have no idea.
Well, Pike was on the Enterprise.
Yeah.
And apparently this event happened 2 weeks after Lucero took command. So it would have to be either before season 2 or after season 2, right. But not during season 2.
Right. Yeah. And the uniforms were slightly different for the officers on the ship because they didn't have the black collars.
True.
Which I thought was pretty cool for a couple reasons, because now we've seen uniforms that Discovery wears, different uniforms on Enterprise, different uniforms on Cabot. So it shows that, you know, not all ships use the same uniforms, even though these uniforms are very, very, very similar to the blue uniforms that Enterprise wears. They just don't have the black collars, which also makes me think about what we saw in The Cage, where they didn't have black collars, and in Where No Man Has Gone Before. So I thought that, well, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, the captain, she retains her gold and her black collar.
Mm-hmm.
All this fashion I'm talking about. Did you notice how the sewing lines, how it was? No, anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about. What is everybody talking about in the chat now? I'm struggling right now.
Let's see. Justin thinks it was post Discovery season 2. And Automated Joy says, since he was using his own DNA to make them brain damaged, was he using his own kids? And
was he eating his own kids? Oh,
yeah. Justin said he didn't think that they were made brain damage. That was just one particular proposal to circumvent the morality of it.
Yeah, he didn't use his DNA on them. At least my understanding was he didn't use his DNA until after he ate them. Or did he use it before? Like, I thought they were multiplying and stuff after he was... after that briefing where he said he ate two once before, right?
Yeah, when he fed one to that other officer whose name Noel. I cannot remember for the life of me.
Yeah, Noel had one.
And, he liked it. And Noel's like...
Noel's like, Noel.
Noel.
But yeah. So yeah, the way the baby Tribbles projected out like popcorn, says Chuppy. Yeah, I like that.
That was really funny. And it was just in those wide shots where it's just a hallway full of them. Mm-hmm. And you just...
You know what it reminded me of? Think back to the 80s in a movie. I want to see if the...
Gremlins. Yes.
See, I was going to say maybe the chat will get it, but you got it. Yeah.
No, I totally got it because I love Gremlins and I watch it every Christmas. And yeah, that's the first thing I thought when they started popping out like that. I'm like, oh, somebody got them wet.
Exactly. Yeah.
But they hadn't fed them after midnight, so they weren't carnivorous, just suffocating.
Yeah, well, you don't have midnight necessarily in space, right? So,
yeah, well, and that's the thing. If you can't feed them after midnight, isn't it always after midnight? I mean, it would make more sense to say you can't feed them between midnight and 6 a.m., but just saying you can't feed them after midnight?
I assume that means you can't feed them at night starting after midnight. Well, even saying after midnight is kind of stupid, too, because, I mean... A clock? We're going to go, you know, like...
If it's something that important, be more specific!
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, and it's true. He was filling a cooking pot with them. I didn't take that as he was eating them, per se, but he did pick one up and kind of smell it. So, I think he might have been collecting them to make a stew or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Could be. Could be, yeah. It's a little hairy situation. After midnight, Justin says, how do they even know when it's midnight? And Dave says, it's after midnight somewhere.
Always. Always. It's always after midnight somewhere.
Yes. Okay, so what else we got going on? Yeah, Johnny Appleseed song sung by, we think, Bing Crosby, right? I want to look that up.
I'm 97% sure it's Bing Crosby.
Okay.
It's possible that it has been recorded by more than one artist.
Right.
But I strongly feel that that was
I found, Mr. Crosby. Bing Crosby. Isn't Crosby in jail right now? Oh, that's Cosby. Bing, just kidding.
No, he's been gone a while, sweetie.
I know. Yeah, I think it is. I'm going to play it. Right. No one's going to hear it but me. Well, that makes for a great show.
Great live technique there. Good job.
Yep. I just heard it. It's him.
Okay.
He said,
that's what I said.
Take a seat, take good care. And I was going to say, do it in your underwear.
Yeah, because he was in his underwear in the hall.
Exactly. So. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
It fits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of you right now.
What now?
You made it. You tied things together. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Find parallels where there might not be any, and you just did it.
Parallels. That they should name a Star Trek episode Parallels. That would be cool.
Really? Mm-hmm. Didn't they already?
Okay, I know. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I should have just yes-anded you. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Yes. You should have. You know one scene I kind of liked was the food replicator. And he's just standing there and he's just like, hey, yeah, that new boss. No one likes the new boss. You know, she's pretty cool. And he's like, not everyone. No, not everyone likes her. No, no. I don't remember the exact lines, but it was something like that, you know.
Yeah, it was very creepy.
It was.
Like super creepy.
I just wish the guy that went to the replicator would have ordered a chicken sandwich and coffee.
But no, he ordered a large salad.
An extra large salad.
Extra large salad. You are correct.
And I don't know. I'm extra so large salad. Like, I'm so into food and stuff that when they said extra large salad, all four times I watched it, I kept thinking, I wonder if there's ranch dressing on there. Because I love ranch dressing on my salad. And for some reason, every time it goes extra large salad, I think, I wonder if there's ranch on there. And I don't know why. Like, is that canon?
And I was... And I was thinking, oh, please tell me they still have balsamic vinaigrette in the 23rd century.
Oh, that would be good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
I'm looking something else up. So we can keep talking while I look something up.
there is a good point by Chupi here saying, who thinks this is going to be similar to Lower Decks humor? I'm almost certain that it is. Simply because I know of at least half of the people doing the voices, and they're all talented improvisers and comedians. So I'm very sure they're going to use that talent.
Okay. I think so, too. That is a good point. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, we're going to see, maybe this is a preview of that type of humor, which I welcome after seeing this episode because I really liked it. It was fun. And I know some people out there are comparing this to the Orville and, oh, Star Trek's now trying to be like Orville. Well, I don't know if they're trying to be like Orville or not. But you know what? Who cares?
Because the Orville's trying to be like Star Trek. I don't think that they are at all concerned with the Orville or what it's doing. They just, I mean, they obviously, with Lower Decks coming and, you know, other things happening within Discovery, there is humor there. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's all drama.
Exactly.
And Star Trek has always had humorous episodes. Yeah, some of them hit, some of them miss, but there has always been that throughout every single series. So,
yep.
You know, it's not like humor is an alien concept in Star Trek.
No, not at all. Not at all. I've seen Star Trek V. I laughed.
For the wrong reasons.
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw Star Trek IV. I laughed.
Yeah, I remember seeing that in the theater with my family. We were dying. We were having the best time.
Yeah, same here. That's the last movie that I went with my parents and my brother as a family, was Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home. Ever since then, it's been just me, friends, or my wife and kids. But that's the last I went with my parents and my brother. Anyway, speaking of family, so Anime Joy, this is what I was looking up. Anime Joy, Tasha Yar's dad, when we're talking about Bing Crosby.
I thought he was the grandfather.
She's the granddaughter, Bing Crosby, which I totally forgot about.
Yeah, I knew that.
And I just was like, wanted to verify it just to be sure. But yeah, that's a great connection there. So Bing Crosby now has been in Star Trek, and his granddaughter plays Tasha Yar, Denise Crosby. That is just crazy. There's another family connection there. When do I get connected into Star Trek? When do you get connected into Star Trek, Brandy? I'm waiting for that day.
I don't know. I'm waiting for that, too.
Man, I want to be on Star Trek. Oh, wow.
Me, too.
I have a better chance.
Except they wouldn't have a uniform to fit me, so forget that.
Whatever.
No, it's true. There are no female Starfleet uniforms in my size anywhere. Period.
Yeah, but you haven't seen every ship.
There, when have you seen, apart from Tilly, a woman my size in a Starfleet uniform? Never. Never.
Okay, so this takes me back to a conversation from years ago. Going back to the 80s again. Gosh, what's that movie, that space movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger in? It was a sci-fi movie in the 80s. I'm not going to remember. I think he was in it. Yeah. The chat will probably remember. But anyway, I went with this girl from high school, and after the movie, she said she liked the movie, but everybody was perfect, like body tone. Like, we were talking about that. And I said, well, in the future, Total Recall. Thank you, Dave. That was it. Everybody was perfect.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to her at the time, I said, well, in the future, maybe that we, you know, have, you know, healthier foods, and we, you know, we have medical science that make us more healthy. Because right now, I feel like the only uniform I could fill in is Riker's from the later seasons, like real late, like the Nemesis.
Well, the fact of the matter is that they do make larger size uniforms in real life for people to buy for men, but they do not for women.
Well, we need to call her universe and get them on that.
Yeah, I really wish they would do something about that, because there are people like me who want to cosplay and cannot afford $1,000 to have one custom made for me.
I'm sorry.
So am I. It's discrimination!
I can have my daughter make one for you. She sews.
Yeah, you can't just sew something without fitting it to the person you're making it for, so that doesn't actually work.
Yeah, but she has like a dummy that she can adjust. Not me, like a real dummy.
It's not the same. It's not the same. Trust me, I've been in community theater things where things have been made to my measurements and did not fit and had to be remade and altered. So that is not a guarantee.
I think it's a good thing that you're not wearing a Starfleet uniform anyway, because, you know, you should, like, do Star Wars instead.
Oh, yeah, because there are tons of costumes for curvy girls in Star Wars.
Hey, they were stunning tribbles. They weren't shooting them to kill. Because I saw people online complain about the trailer. Like, oh, there we go. Starfleet people wouldn't kill tribbles. Well, they were stunning them.
If they were killing them, they would be on fire. Phaser burn would set that fur off. Come on.
So, Christopher Littlefield says that Bruce and Brandy look hilarious with no audio. Hey, you should listen to it when it comes out as a podcast with no audio.
Oh, he totally is going to.
You can't. You just don't play it.
We discussed this earlier in the day.
Yes, I do agree. There'll always be a diversity of sizes in the future, but I was just trying to save Brandy. Like, I don't know. I didn't want to get her depressed.
I
know, and
I appreciate that. Yeah. It's demoralizing.
I know. It's not right.
It's not.
That's why we need
to... So powers that be.
We need to start...
Powers that be. Hear me.
We'll start our own costume company, cosplay company or whatever. And get a license from CBS and make millions.
Yeah, because that'll be super inexpensive to start up that.
What am I supposed to do?
You're so cute. You're so cute trying to find solutions.
I am such a guy trying to solve the problem instead of just relating and understanding your feelings.
Yeah, that is a typical guy move. Just say, I'm sorry, that sucks.
And I get, I'm sorry, that sucks.
Thank you. That's all I needed.
I'm glad I'm, like, having this discussion with you in front of thousands of people.
Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands.
Oh, and thanks, Chupi. I'm actually enjoying going natural. I just wish it would hurry up and get through the rest of my hair.
I kind
of
like it, though, that, like, in the front and the top.
It's kind of crazy,
it's silver,
right?
But in the back. It's dark.
It's like, here's all the dark that's still there.
It's kind of cool, though.
And then it's business up front and party in the back.
I kind of like it.
No, that's a mullet.
Have you ever colored your hair like a really crazy cut, like blue or purple or orange or something?
I've had every color of hair that you can possibly think of.
I feel like I've seen you in blue.
Yep, I've had blue hair, purple hair, pink hair, green hair, orange hair, blonde hair. Brown hair, red hair, gray hair, black hair.
You know, if somebody's just tuning in the middle of you saying that, they think you're talking about different colors of tribbles.
Yes. Yes, the tribbles have diversity in size and color.
They do.
They do.
And they taste good. Like, you know, like a scallop. Blood red.
Under that, they're just all meat.
They're all meat. I like it when he goes in there and they start doing the multiplying and you're like, oh my gosh, look. And you wonder who did this. And he picks one. He goes, oh, there's a lot of meat on this one. Oh man, I know I'm forgetting something. Okay, well, they go in the escape pod. I guess he died. Edward died.
Well, they did say the tragic loss of one crew member, and I'm guessing it was him because he certainly didn't escape the ship.
I was guessing it was him, too. But, you know, there was that shot of that one woman who was trapped with Tribbles screaming, ah, I was like, it could have been her, but I think they meant it to be Edward that died.
I'm pretty sure.
Yes, Justin, we're going to talk about the end credits. We're waiting until after the show to talk about it.
Yeah, you'll have to tune in after we've been live. We're going to come back and do another live show.
Okay, so yeah, they evacuated entire civilization and all this stuff. And, you know, why? Because, well, he was an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Show ends.
Yep.
Tune in next month.
Yeah, well, and honestly, they would have had logs of all of this, so I don't see why it would be such a surprise that this happened so quickly. But that's just me.
What happened so quickly?
The complete takeover of the ship by Tribbles.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, certainly there had to be logs.
I guess.
Right? I mean, don't people make logs about things like this?
I don't know. I'm confused.
On the ship?
So you're talking about the Cabot getting taken over by the Tribbles, and they should have known this?
Yeah, I'm talking about everybody on that ship is making a daily log.
Right.
Right? So why is it so hard to believe the turn of events that happened? Because they would have made logs about it. They would have had evidence from other people besides Lucero as to what happened.
Right.
So that was one other niggle for me. That was the only other niggle. I'm just kind of like, come on.
I don't know. Well, the ship
everybody
got lost.
Logs.
Maybe, because those troubles were affecting all the systems. Maybe all those logs got lost.
Yeah, that's possible, I suppose.
Or destroyed or something like that. And why, Liam, what? And you're watching us with no sound and thinking it's fine. What? Everybody's going to YouTube now and not listening to us. They just want to watch our mouths move with no sound.
Yep. That's pretty
and the
much
funny
it.
Thing is, they we could talk about Liam and Christopher Littlefield all we want. They won't know because they can't hear us.
Hi, boys. You said you weren't going to be here. And yet, here you are. And that actually warms my heart so much. And yet, you can't hear any of this right now. Yeah. And so you can't understand that I'm talking to you right this second.
I'm going to pretend I'm...
Both of you.
I'm going to pretend I'm crying as you're doing that. So they're like, oh my gosh, I have to tune in because there's something wrong with Bruce and Brandy's trying to console him.
And it's just, I don't... It makes me so sad that you're going to miss out on this joy that I'm sending your way.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. It's too bad.
Yeah, it's too bad. I really appreciate you helping me through this, especially...
I'm always here for you, Bruce. I hope you know. I'm always here for you.
I appreciate that. I really do. It's been hard lately, you know? I don't really want to get into it now because I feel like I'm just bringing things down, you know? And I don't
wanna, I know.
I don't... God, I can't even go forward with this.
I know. It's just, you know, now it's getting to me. And, so, yeah.
Would you just take a moment and look at Christopher Littlefield's last text where he's asking why we're crying because he can't hear us.
This is the most fun that I've had all day, including watching that episode. Okay.
All right. Enough of that. We probably lost a couple thousand people off of that.
That's okay.
Just
it was worth it.
Before we get to the ending little bonus at the end of the credits, I just want to mention, just my little camera here. I just want to mention that I'm going to have to leave soon. I've still got a little time, but I have to record Literary Treks tonight.
Drink!
And we're doing Star Trek The Motion Picture novelization written by Gene Roddenberry. And we have Larry Nemechek, Dr. Trek himself, coming on to discuss that because, you know, he knows all that little inside info stuff, like his Trek files, the Roddenberry files. And I think he's probably got some good little nuggets to give us. So that's going to be Larry Trek's number 285. That's coming out on October 20th, maybe sooner. It depends. But I think October 20th, that episode's coming out. Anyway, that's my plug. Yes, go ahead and, you know, take a drink.
Yeah. Tell Larry I said hi.
I will do that for sure. I will do that. But anyway, so the ending bonus, which I'm glad, Brandy, you texted me and said, make sure to watch it to the end.
This is all courtesy of Patrick Carlin, by the way.
Thank you, Patrick Carlin. And yes, you gave you gave him credit earlier to me. When I thanked you, you said, thank Patrick. And I didn't, but I am now. Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah. Thank you, Patrick.
I love cereal. So much so that for my birthday, my wife and kids have gotten this tradition of buying me the three monster cereals because it's October. And so the Frankenberries and the Count Chocolas and the Boo Berries come out, right? And this year, they saw at Target that also bat-shaped Reese's cereals is out and also Halloween Crunch. Captain Crunch. So I got five boxes of sugary cereals on my birthday last Saturday. And now I want triple cereal because they self-replicate and you can never get to the prize at the bottom.
Also, it is recommended that you shave them first, but that is a playset that's separate. You have to buy that separately.
Yes. What? Rainbow poop time. Okay, that was automated joy in the chat.
Yes.
Oh, Brian, good.
From the cereal.
So, the cereal, yeah. And it's got Edward's DNA, of course. They have original, Harry Berry, and Spicy Ranch.
Yes.
I think I'd give...
I'm sorry, spicy ranch cereal?
I know, spicy... Even though I said earlier I like ranch dressing, and I do love spicy ranch, but not on cereal. Not on cereal. I heard that ranch dressing was started at Hidden Valley Ranch, which is a brand, but I don't know. Maybe it was... I think it was the original... Like, Hidden Valley was the original ranch dressing or something. But anyway, I heard that it was like a vineyard or something, and they would have guests, and they came up with this special dressing that people loved it so much that they used it not just on salads but other things, and they would serve it on ice cream for dessert.
No.
That's something I heard years ago. I don't know if that's true.
No.
But I've never tried it on ice cream. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, Harry Berry is the flavor I think I'd go for.
Yeah, I would not go for any of them because I would be afraid I'd have an allergic reaction. And there is a disclaimer that the manufacturer is not responsible for Tribbles reproducing in your digestive tract.
That's good to know. Oh, that would hurt.
that is a gastrointestinal nightmare.
Hey, and Dave, your husband mentions about the tracking on VHS tape in the future. I thought that was interesting, too. I mean, come on. VHS tape is still going to exist in the future.
Yeah, and it was done so much like an 80s cereal commercial. I thought that it... My explanation of that is that it was a delusion that Edward had. And Dave said probably while he was being suffocated by Trips.
Right. Yeah, is it canon? That's the thing. Is it canon? I think one of my favorite parts is at the very end when the little cartoon Tribble cereal says, "We're pregnant with flavor." I love that line so much.
Which is literally true.
I love that line so much. I'm so sorry that we're not having children anymore, but when my daughters are older and they start having kids and anytime they tell me they're pregnant, I'm probably going to say, "You're pregnant with flavor."
Pregnant with flavor.
And they'll be like, "Dad, yes. What are you doing?"
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it so much.
Me too. So I have to say, I really liked this episode. I enjoyed it very much. And then when I watched it the second time, I loved it even more. And yes, then I watched it from, I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt you, but I'm sorry. But the thing about it is, I think the third time or something I watched it with thinking if you didn't play it funny, it really works as a serious episode too. If you didn't play the funny, you know, it's almost kind of terrifying. I mean, it's terrifying funny in a funny way, but if you just like look at it and you take it straight and not humorous, it would work too.
Well, and the thing is that the rest of the crew were playing it straight.
Yes, that's true.
They were playing it absolutely straight, and that made it funnier.
Yes.
Because they were reacting to the crisis that was happening, and you still have Edward just being completely oblivious to what he has wrought.
Good point. And I know you liked the episode, too.
I did. I enjoyed it, and I laughed out loud more than once, as I said.
So I want to ask the chat, did anybody not like it? Or, kind of liked it? I feel like those like people who don't like this stuff would never watch this live show anyway.
Probably. It's possible.
Like some of these dudes on YouTube that I watch go, oh my gosh, yet again, they are ruining Star Trek. Okay, if anybody knows who I'm...
Ruining Star Trek.
I'm just... There's a guy on YouTube that I've seen occasionally. If anybody knows who I'm talking about, I don't want to repeat who he is because I don't want to give him views.
Oh, I think I know exactly who you're talking and about.
Anytime I see him, it's like he's so predictable because I know everything he's going to say. You just take it and make everything negative. That's all.
Yeah. There's just no pleasing some people. Mm-hmm. Some people have to have something to actively hate so that they can feel good about themselves. But the thing is, it doesn't really solve the problem that's beneath the surface that is causing them to behave this way. Because I feel like if you hate something so much, why not just avoid it? Because, you know, there are things in this world that I hate and I just don't interact with them.
But you get a lot of views on YouTube if you hate. I'm just saying.
I don't care. I just feel like, why waste that energy on being negative? Why not do something positive? Because we already have enough negativity in this
world. Exactly. I have enough crap to deal with. I don't want to deal with it with Star Trek.
Agree.
So...
So I like a good laugh, and I had some good belly laughs.
I will give you a good. I shouldn't even say this now because I'm teasing the audience, but I'll give you a good laugh after the show because I don't think it's appropriate for the show. But it's something that happened when I was watching it with my wife tonight. It was pretty funny. So
excellent. I'm ready.
But yeah, this isn't. We're not negative, and we don't like something. We'll say we don't like it or don't care for it or whatever. But I'm not going to bash it like, oh, here we go. And, you know, everyone's getting fired at Star Trek next week. Yes.
Yeah.
They're all getting fired.
They're going to kill off Picard in season one of Picard, and they're going to name a ship after it. Yes. And after him, and it's going to be about the ship.
Yeah, and Patrick Stewart, he's upset right now because he signed for a good series and then got the script after he signed for the series. It sucks. He's caught in it. He doesn't know what to do. And he feels like the Picard character has ruined his career from here on out. It's just devastating. Poor Patrick Stewart.
It's going to be canceled before it even airs.
That's right. And if it isn't, it should be.
Yeah.
Look! Oh, look, our viewership just went up, Brandy.
Not true.
No, not true. Well, I don't have anything more to say unless there's something you want to say.
No, I think I've expressed. And see, that's the thing. I enjoyed this episode even with the niggles that I had about it. It didn't stop me from liking the episode.
Right.
Imagine that. It's a new thing.
Yes. And CBS does not pay us to be kind.
No. They don't. They don't pay us at all.
They don't. So. The only way they're going to pay me is if I get a job there. And so far that hasn't happened. Not that I've applied, but.
Well, when it does happen, I'm riding on your coattails, okay?
Okay. There you go. Next time. Join us next time for Ask Not. That's the next Short Treks. And that will be on. Oh, and here I thought I had the date. Now, what's the date?
There's two of them dropping on November 14th.
No, that's December. November.
Oh, it's December?
Yeah, November, you're right, though. November 14th is the next one. So that's Ask Not. Okay. And then after that is the two episodes, and that is on December 12th.
December 9th.
12th.
December 12th. January 9th is the last one, right?
Wait, I don't know. Hold on. You're confusing me now. Children of Mars is the last one. Yeah, that's January 9th. That's correct.
I got one right.
You got one right. And then January 23rd is Star Trek Picard. So I hope everyone enjoys the other people that are going to do that live show.
Is there going to be one?
I don't know. Well, you know, I don't know if there's going to be a live show. As of now, I don't think there is. Actually, we can ask Justin. He is in the chat. Justin does The Line, that I'm going to promote that show. Anyone, if you're interested in Star Trek Picard, listen to the podcast The Line. Justin is part of that show. It's really good. I know Picard hasn't come on yet, but there's still plenty to talk about. So, and there's the commentary. They do that too. So, you know, but yeah, I don't know about a live line. That's what they should call it, Live Line.
Live Line.
I like it. If one is done, they should call it Live Line. So, yes, you're welcome, Justin. Now, tell us, is there going to be a live show, Justin? I'm putting you on the spot. And if you say you don't know, I'll believe that. Go ahead and say, I don't know. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Just tell us the truth. What do you know? What do you know, huh? Because no one tells us anything on Trek FM.
No Imagine one. That. Have you signed a non-disclosure agreement? You know, if you have, just wink twice. Yeah.
Are you paid by CBS to like it? To like Picard? Or Amazon?
These are inquiring.
International money coming your way? Question. He says it's
he says it's a possibility.
Okay, well, that's a good answer right there.
ooh, Brian Malosh just said you can always do a live cast for my Picard podcast if they don't let you do one.
Ooh, pay up.
Ooh, we're in demand. I like it. Thank you, Brian.
I've already been asked to be on a live Picard show. I'm just saying. Just saying.
But not me.
I haven't, like, said I would do anything. I'm just saying. You know, there's other things out there. Just saying. How did I say it? Just saying. Yeah, think about those Trek geek guys out there. They got something going. Anyway, I'm not doing that shit. Don't worry. I'm not. No, I don't want any rumors of that. I'm just saying. Anyway, I don't even know what to say anymore. It's getting hot in here. Yeah. Look, I got my paper plate that I had to write fan on so no one would eat off of it.
Yep, because people would do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, I have to go see Larry and Dan Gunther to do Literary Treks doing Star Trek The Motion Picture. I'm very excited about this. This is an old copy I found in a used bookstore way back in the day. And there's a new printed copy of the novelization that just came out on October 1st. So check your bookstores. That's available on bookshelves right now. There's nothing new in those editions, but they're just nice, clean, new printed editions. And they say the 40th anniversary on the top. So
yes, and they also have ebook versions of the book as well.
Good point. That too. Yes. Have you read the novelization?
I'm working on it right now. Oh,
perfect. Ooh, excited.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. I feel like there's something we used to do at the end of the other show, and I can't. Besides you doing the reading thing at the end, but wasn't there?
We tell people where they can find us. You know where to find us.
Yes, we know where to find us. Do you want to do your closing thing in a voice?
I'll do it.
Or is it triple?
I'll do it. I'm not dumb.
Just do it as a triple.
I'm not dumb.
Okay, Ed. Okay. Okay, Edward, that's fine. It's okay. It's okay. So, this conversation's over.
Yeah. No, I'm just, I still done. Have more to say. No. I just, no. No. But if I keep talking, the conversation isn't over.
No, it's done. No, done.
But there's stuff I need to say.
Okay.
Finding
stuff. I'll give you 30 seconds and then we're done.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm not dumb.
Okay. I understand. Just
you're dumb.
25 seconds.
So, left. You know, apparently somebody wants to hear your thoughts on Discovery. Not me. I don't care. I'm not helping. But the best place, if you want to do that, I guess, is to go to the the Babel Conference, which is our listeners group on Facebook. And you know what they're going to do with your stuff? You know what they're going to do? They're going to collect your comments and they're going to put it on Postcards from the Edge. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to do that. And, you know, it's a meaty show, that Postcards from the Edge. It's just, you take off all that host stuff and there's just meat underneath that, like a scallop. You can find us on Trek FM, Trek FM, Twitter, Trek FM on Twitter. Send us an email if you want, trek.fm/contact and choose to send to a show and choose the edge. So, I guess there are people that I have to thank. I don't like any of them. So, but anyway, Norman C. Lau, definitely shave him before eating. Tony Robinson, he's one of the spicy ranch, spicy ones. Thomas Paleo, he's just your standard. He's standard, you know. he's not very big. Lisa Slack, though, she's one of those hairy berries, man. Gotta watch out for her. Shoaib Mirza will absolutely reproduce in your digestive tract. Richard Rutledge, you know, I didn't make them brain damaged. I didn't make Richard brain damaged. That would, you know, that would be, I guess, unethical. James Muldrow, he's got that big backpack on his back and he was sucking up those tribbles. I would like to get my hands on those because I need more specimens. Cornelia Reutner, yeah, she's totally, you know, I don't like her at all. She orders extra large salads. Brian Mallett, I guess he's okay, but you know, he didn't share his resources with me, so whatever. And, Chris Tribuzio, yeah, that guy. That's, I fed him one of the tribbles and he liked it. He liked it. And Brian Malosh, got nothing bad to say about that guy because, you know, he invited us to go do a show on his thing. So, yeah. So if you want to do things and stuff and become an AP, then just freaking go to patreon.com/trekfm for all the details, I guess. Just.
Are you done?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. You can leave now. You've been transferred.
Okay. Night. Fine.
Okay. Yeah. Night of the Living Podcast. Dave mentions that in there as a plug. She's in her undies. Oh, okay. We are going to leave now.
Yep.
So everyone.
Shut up, Dave.
Join us next month. Ask not, just like right now. And live long and prosper. Oh, live
yeah.
long and
prosper.
And
keep calm. Yeah. Live long and prosper right. And keep calm and disco on.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.